I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, and you are listening to Boston Public Radio. Well, it is not often that poetry gets a moment in the sun or on the national stage like it's going to during the inauguration of the president. And as you may have heard right here on 89.7 WGBH over the last few days, our friends at The Takeaway are seizing the moment and running with it. And actually, more to the point, they're asking you to run with it by creating a people's poem for the inauguration. This is, of course, the 21st century, and anything that is crowdsourced is involving the social network of Twitter. And with us right now, joining us from New York City, is the man, John Hockberry, host of The Takeaway. He's going to talk to us a little bit about this effort that they're undertaking. How you doing, John?
Hey, it's great to talk to you, Edgar. And it is not The Takeaway that is seizing the moment. It is America who is seizing the moment,
America
writing
writ
this
large
poem for the inauguration.
Yes,
the indeed.
Moment.
I mean, you know, we kind of tee things up, right? And you have no idea whether people are going to respond or not. And I think, you know, you sort of said at the top, it's not often that poetry gets its moment in the spotlight. You know, I think that's a popular culture thing, but poetry is doing just fine in America these days. I mean, the Poetry Foundation is like, you know, could probably buy most of the Fortune 500 companies these days. There's a very huge sort of network of support out there for poetry on all sides of the political spectrum. And even though the poet at the inaugural is kind of a democratic institution, began with JFK, revived by Bill Clinton, some would say almost destroyed by Maya Angelou, but no, that's
maybe
incorrect.
Overstating the case a little, but
maybe overstating the case. But Barack Obama brought it back, and Richard Blanco is going to be right there, and we don't want to get in his way at all.
Sure,
but it seems that this tradition lends itself really to what we tried to do, and so we had Kwame Dawes, the poet, start us off with the first line. And his first line is really great. He says the poem is called Hope. I mean, it's a work in progress, working title anyway.
Okay, Hope is but the working title of the poem.
Hope is the working title.
Okay.
And the first line is, say nation, in the wake of quarrels, say hope. And so we said, all right, tweet to us with hashtag Prez poem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we'll see what the next lines are. And immediately, we got great stuff. And the amazing thing here is that they aren't in necessarily any sequence. So it's kind of a chant-to-chant, voice-to-voice kind of stream-of-consciousness thing that's really quite beautiful. Let me give you a sense of some of the lines that we've got.
Yeah, let's hear a little.
Say hope to those who stare at a hero-hungry sky. Sing change in radiant notes with those who rejuvenate our communities. Not bad,
man,
huh?
That's not too bad at all.
It's also taking Kwame's sort of rhythmic idea, and here's another one. I say hope, my very heart breaks, thick, ruddy, miraculous.
Wow. Evocative.
I know.
Evocative
I'm
stuff.
Amazed. Yeah, really. And there's some people that are kind of a little more literal, but that's okay, too. The most divided we've ever been, but the most united and committed to progress we could be. And I could give you all these handles, but they aren't necessarily names. They're all sort of, you can see them on, at thetakeaway.org. But we've got line after line. The one I just read you came in like, 90 seconds ago.
You're on top of it, John.
I am the man, right? Isn't that what you said?
So, I did. And so, so what's the idea here? Are you guys going to aggregate this all together? Is this just something we can participate in, watch happen on Twitter ephemerally? Or are you gonna check back in with Kwame Dawes? Are you going to make a single poem out of some of the best of these? What's the end game here?
Well, I think, as is the case with social media, you don't want the end game. You're really much more interested in opening the door and seeing who's going to walk through. And what we're going to do is curate this. We're definitely going to check in, on tomorrow's show. We're going to curate this all through the weekend. You can go to thetakeaway.org and see it as it develops. You can sort of watch the tweets come in, too, which is kind of interesting. That's a whole other thing. And then, of course, Kwame is going to come back. I think if only one person had responded, we probably wouldn't have called Kwame and asked him to come back. But since there is like a national movement that he's started, yes, we want to talk to him about it. And then I think we will curate some, vaguely definitive national inaugural poem based on a lot of lines. Like, let me give you another one here.
Bring it to us.
Say peace with your heart and mean it. Work for it with every breath and encounter, then rest. It's kind of haiku quality here.
Yeah. Right? That's really good. So the idea, John, of this kind of a thing, there's this term exquisite corpse, which comes out of the Surrealist movement in Paris, right? André Breton, who was the founder of the Surrealist movement, when he talks about the beginnings of this, it was kind of like a parlor game that they played. He said it started kind of as this sort of fun thing, this kind of rote memory thing where you just sort of, whatever's coming to your head, you put a line down, pass it to the next guy, he puts a line down, pass it to the next lady, she puts a line down. It was initially this idea that was playful, fun to pass the time, but he talks about how it eventually became really enriching, and there was these insights that came out of it. Are you seeing that happening with this? I mean, is that what we expect here? This is definitely a fun thing to do. Like, it's fun to kind of participate in the idea of a big poem.
Edgar, you are a dangerous man who lives very, very high risk. I mean, you are giving me an invitation to talk about surrealism and the Dadaist movement and stuff. I could go on.
Give me your best 2 minutes on the Dadaist movement. Go.
But seriously, the avant-garde was all about breaking down artistic formalism. That was absolutely what was going on there. Finding out ways of completely exploding it. And then the Dadaist movement was, more about, just pure randomness, just complete, total, pure randomness. What I think social media offers is the opportunity to fuse a sense of randomness and an escape from formalism with an authentic voice in real time. Hmm. So there's a kind of democratic authenticity to this, but it does embody some of self-aggrandizing qualities of the avant-garde movement and Dadaism. So, but I think it's an interesting sort of new play.
All right. And it's one that the takeaway is jumping into with both feet and asking you to do so too. You can join your words and lines to this poem, Hope, as the working title has been put forth by Kwame Dawes.
Can I give you one more? Before we go?
Final one. So it's got to be good, John.
Say hope. Eyes turned not to the gauzy sky, nor to the brassy gates of power, but to the frost-bitten grass beneath our feet. Can you outdo that? Tweet to our hashtag, PrezPoem. That's Prez with a Z. And it will be frosty
there you go.
In Washington.
All right. John Hockenberry, host of The Takeaway, thanks for sharing a little bit about this project with us today on Boston Public Radio.
Always a pleasure.